Have you met someone whose office hours are from 12 to 1 with an hour off for lunch?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of my favorite people in the world is George Verwer. He has an unforgettable personality and a contagious laugh. At 80, George is one of the youngest old guys you'll ever meet. With the energy of a teenager, he hopscotches the globe, speaking at churches and conferences, appearing on TV and radio. My son heard George speak at a conference. He opened with a joke, "Did you hear YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook are merging into one big time-wasting website? It's going to be called YouTwitface." George takes the stage wearing his signature jacket, which is a map of the world, and holding a giant inflatable globe. "I also have global underwear," he says, "but my wife's not in favor of me showing that." Ah, George. One moment he catches you off guard with his zany humor, then he pricks your conscience with the reality of a desperate world that needs to hear about the love of Jesus. Raised in a secular home, George was a rowdy teen, chasing girls and dabbling in pornography. Then a woman of prayer put George on her, quote, Holy Ghost hit list and began to pray for him daily. George jokes, "If you want to live your own selfish life, avoid this kind of woman." Before long, he found himself at a Billy Graham meeting where he surrendered his life to Jesus. With his world flipped right side up, George began to share the gospel with anyone who would listen. As student council president, he shared his testimony in a school assembly and had the Bible's Book of John distributed. About 200 students came to faith. In college, George and some friends traveled to Mexico in a beat-up Dodge truck filled with Spanish gospels and tracts. Over the next 3 summers, George repeated the trip and launched Send the Light, a full-fledged literature distribution ministry, along with the first Christian bookstore in Mexico City. As a student at Moody Bible Institute, George met a beautiful girl, Drina. "I'm going to be a missionary," he told her. "And if you marry me, you'll probably end up being eaten by cannibals." Not the best pickup line ever used. Still, the two were soon married. With barely a dollar between them, George and Drina left Chicago, exchanging their wedding cake for fuel, and drove this way all the way to Mexico City, where they lived and worked at the bookstore. Before long, they expanded the ministry to Spain, Russia, India, and the Middle East. In 1970, the ministry, now called Operation Mobilization, or OM, purchased its first ship. 125,000 people have participated in OM's work with their ships, docking in 151 countries. About 1 billion people have heard the gospel of Jesus. It all began with the faithful prayers of one godly woman. If you meet George, you won't find some big hotshot. He's goofy. He has a few rough edges. He refers to himself not as God's smuggler, but as God's bumbler, and he's transparent about his weaknesses. George speaks openly about his battles with impatience and irritability and lust. "God loves you even when you fail," he says. "God is doing great things in the world today in the midst of messy situations." The story of OM itself is a testimony to God's grace, a reminder that God delights in making big things out of broken things. I think we all need that reminder today. George and Drina now live in the United Kingdom. George still speaks more than 200 times a year around the globe. He doesn't skip a beat in giving God all the credit. "I have failed so often," he told me. "I just keep getting back up. I would love to be a Plan A Christian, but when Plan A doesn't work, Plan B or C might be just as good." If you feel like a Plan F or G Christian today, praise God for a big alphabet and press on.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.